Today is Saturday, September 17th. Have you started your holiday shopping yet? We're not even into October, but major retailers have reason to offer big discounts earlier than ever. Some experts say, buy now to save. Though some also caution about a couple things to keep in mind before you do. Today's guests are helping to explain it all, from why retailers are forced to offer promotions so early this year, to what products are best to buy now and which you might want to wait on. First up, smart shopping expert Trey Bodge comes back on the show to break it down. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Trey, thanks for coming back on the Newsworthy.
Thanks so much for having me back.
So some recent headlines we've seen have said that it might be a good idea to start our holiday shopping now or as soon as possible. Why is that? What's going on?
There are a couple things that are happening right now. We've seen a lot of supply chain issues, which you and your listeners have probably heard. Retailers ordered things and they took a very long time, and some things are just coming in now or about a month ago. And so what's happening is that retailers are sitting on a lot of excess merchandise. And so if a retailer has very limited space, they might elect to put those items on sale or shift them over to a discounter, for example, like a TJ Maxx or Marshalls. So that's happening. And then you never know what might occur in the next couple of months. What if we have another supply chain issue and then you are kind of out of luck for the holidays? And so if you are a shopper and you don't mind thinking ahead and you see something that might be on your list that's deeply discounted, you might want to just snap it up now and store it for the holidays.
Are there any particular categories that would be having the best deals now versus later?
Yeah, I mean, what I'm seeing that is a bit unusual at the moment are some electronics like TVs and phones. I'm also seeing a lot of activity in furniture and toys. These are not the hot toys that you're seeing on the Walmart's hot toy list and the like. These are more like classic toys that are carried all year round. So if you are looking for an item like that for a child on your list or an adult who loves games, it might be good to purchase those items now if they're deeply discounted.
What should shoppers avoid buying right now, if anything, or at least wait to buy?
Sure. So I would say the hot toys right now, also fall merchandise. A lot of fall merchandise was delayed because of supply chain issues. And so it's coming in late. I don't expect it to be on sale in any real way until a bit further into the fall season. So that's a category that I wouldn't look at right now. And I would also say holiday themed gift sets, or around the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, we often see, say, video game bundles with a console and a few games. You're not going to find really good deals there. That's really a sweet spot for Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
I know I need a new computer, and I think I should be waiting until Black Friday. What do you think?
In some cases, I've seen laptops on sale right now. And again, it's not expected. But if that particular model you're looking at is on sale, I would just go for it right now. Just because what happens if we have a chip shortage before Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then there's no inventory and you can't get a good deal?
Any other Black Friday specific things you want to mention?
Winter apparel is typically more deeply discounted in December and into January. So it's not great timing for that.
So do you think inflation is impacting how much people plan to spend this holiday season?
Shoppers don't know what's coming. We think that interest rates are going to experience another hike, and that makes debt more expensive. And so, consumers on a budget are going to be more conservative.
So for those shoppers who are trying to stick to a budget this year for the holidays, how can they be sure that they are finding the best deals possible? Any tips there?
Yeah. And so first of all, I think it's really a matter of being honest with yourself, taking a look at your budget to see what you can really afford. Maybe this is a year where you do a white elephant instead of buying for everyone in your family. Like, have those honest conversations if you're looking like you're going into a financial bottleneck. The other thing that I would say is if you are not in the habit of using deal sites, for example, you should install at least one or two browser extensions from, say, Coupon Cabin or Slick Deals or Honey, Rakuten, Retail Me Not. There are so many good ones.
Any advice for online shopping versus going in store?
You know, I would typically say in-store and online are pretty comparable in terms of pricing, which is true. But what I'm also seeing because of these overstocks, and they're so unpredictable, that if there's a category that has overstocks, you know, a retailer, a brick and mortar retailer can't necessarily have all of the colors, all of the styles, all of the sizes in their stores because they have that limited footprint where they have much more space online. And so what you might find as a result is just a broader selection. So you might find more sizes, colors, styles online than you would in store.
One question, though, about buying early. So you might be saving more money, but what about returns? Because some places might have 30 to 60 day return policies, but then you have to wait to give your gift and then your kid doesn't want it. And so now is it too late to return? What should people be keeping in mind?
That's such a good question. And probably one of the reasons why I might hesitate to say, do all your holiday shopping now. I am reading articles like that, and I do cringe when I see that because the return question is a problem, right? I mean, when you buy something within, say, like late October through December, you can rest assured that you'll have an extended time to return a certain item because retailers typically give you at least 15 to 30 days into the new year, sometimes more. But a retailer is not going to cover a holiday gift that you purchase now. Obviously, if you have someone on your list and you know that they want XYZ thing and you find it for 40% off, that's great. But my other problem with shopping early is that if you, for example, aren't paying off your credit cards every month, you know, you may have saved a lot buying that gift right now, but then you're carrying the balance forward month to month. And with inflation, debt is so much more expensive. So you've essentially just negated all those savings efforts by shopping early. So I do hesitate to recommend that everyone should be doing a lot of shopping early. I would just say it's kind of like a case-by-case basis.
For more shopping tips and money-saving advice from Trey Bodge, check out her website at truetrey.com and give her a follow on social media. Still ahead, more of a behind-the-scenes look at how retailers are navigating this early holiday shopping season and what that means for you, and how everything from inflation to the labor market are impacting their bottom line and therefore your wallet. Analyst Mickey Chata, a vice president and senior credit officer at Moody's Investors Service, who specializes in the retail industry, joins me next. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. The Newsworthy is brought to you by Rothy's. By now, you know I'm a big fan of Rothy's shoes, and that People magazine even named Rothy's The Point the best flat for its 2021 Style Awards. But did you also know that Rothy's has all different types of styles, from sneakers and loafers to ankle boots and more? And no matter what you buy, everything Rothy's makes helps the planet. They've repurposed millions of single-use plastic bottles into their signature thread that goes into every single one of their products. I don't know how they do it, but every pair of Rothy's shoes I've gotten is everything I want it to be. Comfortable, durable, stylish, and sustainable. I appreciate every time I pull their shoes out of the box, and they immediately feel comfortable and ready to wear all day long. Step up your shoes and accessories and get ready to be asked, are those Rothy's? Plus, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now to my conversation with Mickey Chata. Hi, Mickey. Thank you for joining us here on The Newsworthy.
Thank you for having me.
So it seems like holiday sales and promotions start earlier every year. What is different about this year? And what are you seeing when it comes to deals?
This year is somewhat unique in terms of what's going on with retailers. Late last year, the retailers ordered a lot of product, thinking that it was going to take a long time for these products to come in. So they ordered in advance. But starting this year, things changed. Consumers started spending on other things, experiences, travel, concerts, restaurants, etc. And then consumers also were feeling pain of inflation. And so now we have a lot of the big retailers across the board having a lot more inventory than they anticipated. And so retailers' profitability is going to decline, but it's good for consumers since they're getting some pretty good deals.
Are retailers expecting consumers, because they're feeling that inflation, to buy less overall for the holidays? And how are they reacting to that?
The retailers are still expecting consumers to spend. However, promotional activity is increasing because, one, retailers have excess inventory and they have to get rid of this product. And two, they need to drive traffic into the stores or buy online the product that they want to get rid of.
Consumers are probably going to get a little less for the same amount of money.
That is right. They have already seen a shift in spending patterns, and that's because gasoline, food inflation is taking a bite out of disposable income. And so the people are definitely more in the saving mode to make sure they have enough to buy these holiday gifts.
We've been covering this over the last week that the U.S., you know, faced a massive railroad strike. It's been averted for now, but I'm still curious about the potential impact that or something like that could have to the supply chain and then ultimately to consumers.
Well, I think that, you know, whenever there is a big logistical bottleneck, it exacerbates the supply chain issue. It does impact the overall retail space in terms of what product the retailers have on their shelves. And then it can also create inflationary pressure and exacerbate that as well. I think it's obviously a positive that the railroad strike has been averted, but it was a concern throughout the retail space.
And speaking of strikes, I mean, I think unions and union strikes have become more of a thing recently than we've seen, you know, in other recent years. So how is that impacting the big retailers? Are they anticipating that? And what impact could that have ultimately on shoppers?
Every time we see that the labor market is strong and labor has a lot more negotiating power, you're going to see a lot more unionized agitation because they know that they can definitely negotiate a better wage, better benefits. And that's one thing we've seen across the board in retail and all other industries. There is a labor shortage, and that has increased wages that has ultimately impacted retailers' profitability.
Right. And I'm sure a lot of people feel like they want workers to make a livable wage. At the same time, does that get passed on to the consumer in prices?
Well, the retailers do try to pass on as much as they can, but there is a limitation on how much they can pass on. But they have to be very careful because the demand could fall pretty quickly if consumers stop coming into their stores because the prices are too high. Now, obviously, if you're selling a product that is an essential product, that food or gasoline or medications, etc., you have the ability to raise prices because it is essential and people need to buy it. But in other products like apparel or, you know, discretionary product, it's very difficult to increase prices because you see a quick drop in demand.
Wrapping things up, what's your overall advice for consumers as they're thinking about holiday shopping and when they should be doing it and what else they should be thinking about?
A lot of the big retailers like Walmart and Target are looking to actually get rid of a lot of the inventory in certain products that were really popular during the pandemic and now the demand has come down. You know, examples are toys or electronics, furniture, etc. These products are going to be on sale. And so if you're looking in the market to buy any of these products for the holidays, it might be a good idea to look at it now rather than wait until later.
Well, thanks to both of our guests for their insights today. Next Saturday, we're continuing the conversation about money, but we're talking about investing. I'm chatting with financial guru and author Ramit Sethi, who you may know from his podcast or book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich. We'll talk to him about the art of investing and what it means and takes to live your rich life. But before then, be sure to tune in for our regular episodes. Our 10-minute news roundups are available every weekday beginning at 4 a.m. So we'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.